Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and thank you for your patience as we had just a little glitch there, but we are here and available and ready for the word. So good afternoon, wherever you may be. Good evening. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dumas. I am live in San Antonio, Texas. I am from Tri-Anointed Women of Christ, is our ministry, and we are just wanting to just give God's word to everyone. God does not want anyone to walk around in doubt of his word. He doesn't want anyone walking around, and you know we experience on this trail of life, we're going to experience all kind of different trials, all kind of different tribulations. But we don't have to do it by ourselves. He doesn't mean for us to stumble in place as we walk through on this journey. It's unnecessary, folks. It is truly unnecessary. You know, what needless pain that we cause ourselves after we're going through so much in life, situations, circumstances, battles that we have to fight. What needless pain we bear all because we just don't carry those things. We don't carry those things to God in prayer. Not that we don't carry. We carry those things to our friends. Yeah, we carry those things to social media to get their input on it. But we don't carry those things to God in prayer. So it causes us continuous pain. We still never get a relief from all of the what we feel like is a thorn in our flesh just getting stronger and stronger. And that's because we don't carry it to God in prayer. Amen? So we are just looking at today about fighting those battles, how we're fighting those battles. Our scripture today is coming from the book of Deuteronomy. So we're going to be in the Tanakh, the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to be in chapter 28. And we're going to read through the entire verses 1 through 14, okay? 1 through 14. All right, so get your pen, get your paper, open your heart, relax. Let's get into the word and see what God has for us today. We're going to do our scripture. From there, we'll go into prayer, and then we're going to go into our lesson for today, which is fighting your battles. Invite someone to tune in. This is your host, Minister Vaughn Dumas. You can reach me for all prayer requests, praise reports, at walkwithmegod@aol.com. walkwithmegod@aol.com. Amen? Amen. Let's read, shall we? Again, we in the Old Tanakh, Old Testament, Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And it reads, if you fully obey the Lord your God, and you carefully follow all his commands I give you today, then the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accomplish you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks. Your baskets and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. good word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but they will flee from you in seven directions. Hallelujah. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God, and if you walk in his way. Then all the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, and the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. Verse 12 says, the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season, and to bless all the works of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord, your God, that I give you this day, and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top. From any of the commands I give you today, to the right or to the left, do not turn from. Follow other gods will lead you into another direction. But I give you today to the right. Do not turn aside from any of the commands that I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. That's turning to the right, turning to the left. Today you're this, but tomorrow you're this. The flashing lights are getting you all mixed up. God is telling you get out of that situation, and you're compromising and figuring out a way to do something different, to make it make sense to you. Turning to the right or to the left. Amen. That is our scripture for today. God bless the hearers and the doers of this scripture, along with the reader of the scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The battles that you're on, the battles that you fight, is so much out here that, you know, we get ourselves caught up in our own battles from time to time. We get ourselves so caught up that we think that it's something that we're doing or should be doing. It's our decision of how to get out of this. It's actually nothing like that. You know, if there's one thing that the Old Testament has in abundance, it's battle scenes. It is an abundance of battle scenes in the Tanakh. You know, we might say to ourselves or be tempted to say, oh, let me just skim through these passages, you know, because that has nothing to do with me today in my regular life, you know? You know, let me just skim through that. It has no relevance for our lives today. However, God has recorded these events in his word for our reproof. God recorded these words, these events, in his word. And why? He did it for our corrections, for our training. We should be learning. We should be growing from all of this, from these events that we're going over here in the Tanakh. So by searching the principles embedded in these accounts, it's what we're going to do. We're going to find the truth that can transform our lives today. So what are we doing again? So we're using the events that God has recorded in his words in the Old Testament, so of some of the battles, and we're going to use them to find truth and how it can transform our lives today. That means that all of the things that we're needing right now, we're seeking right now, that comfort, how, what to do. You say, I'm just tired. I'm tired of praying. I don't see anything happening. I'm tired of fighting this battle. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. How do I find that level ground? You know, for instance, let's look at the battle. Consider the war between Israel and
This was in Exodus 17:8, when Israel and the Amalekites, this was the Israelites' first battle after God had delivered them from slavery out of Egypt. So let's keep that in mind. First battle after they had been delivered out of the slavery from Egypt. Their journey through the wilderness had barely begun when the Amalekites started attacking the stragglers in the rear of their caravan, started just attacking the ones that they found weak, attacking the ones that they found that was maybe getting a little weary there. It's always important to make, if you're a leader, always keeping your eye on those that are following you. Very important. Now, the Israelites were in desperate need of help because, you know, this was not a fair fight. Let's just say that. This was not a fair fight. The ones fighting against them were seasoned warriors. But the children of Israel, they were former slaves, right? They were experienced more in making brick instead of making war. So it's an unfair fight as you look at it in that perspective. And though victory looked impossible, Moses did two things to prepare. First, he told Joshua to choose men from an army. Then he took the staff of God, the staff of God that Moses had, that God had gave him from the beginning when he gave him the orders to go get his kids out of Egypt. It's still powerful today for us, that staff of God. So first Moses, he told Joshua, you know, go choose the men for an army. Then he took that staff of God and he climbed with Aaron, you know, Aaron's his brother. Aaron's the priest is talking for him. He climbed with Aaron and her to a hilltop. This hilltop was not just any hilltop. It was the hilltop that overlooked the battle. It could overlook the battlefield. So while combat is raging below in the battlefield, Moses raised the staff. You know, as long as his hands was lifted, the Israelites were victorious. As long as his hand was lifted, they were just winning. Remember now, visualize it. He had climbed. This is not just an easy walk, but he and the other two, they climbed up to the top of a hilltop where he could look down on the battlefield. Sometimes you got to get back from your problem. Get yourself off of the battlefield so you can have a good look at what's really going on. When you're in the midst of it, you can't see all the angles. You can't hear all the correct things that you should be hearing, but sometimes you got to get back, step back off of that battlefield. So this is exactly what he did. Brother Moses got up there, and he's looking down, and he raises up his arms, and just the power of God, the staff of God. He raised up that staff, which was his power. He knew it was God's power that was given to him. He knew that that power would get him through anything. He knew that power had got him through so many different things. So that power, that power, that power. So he raised up that power. He didn't get down in the middle of that and decide, how am I going to do? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He decided, I'm carrying it to God. And I'm going to use that same power that's got me through that. That same prayer that's got me through that first situation is going to get me through this also. And we have to go by that same thing. So as long as his arms was up in the air, oh, my God, they was victorious. But when his arms grew heavy and they dropped down to his side, that's when they started to lose. The enemy started to gain advantage over him. So, you know, after, God didn't send him along up there. Aaron and Harris with him, right? So Moses is struggling to keep his arms up. You've got to have somebody beside you to say, this is where I step in. My help is needed right now. So Aaron and Hur, they sat themselves up on these rocks, okay? Can you visualize this? They stationed themselves on either side of Moses. They began to support his arms. So it was no longer Moses trying to keep his arms up, to keep the staff up. He's not on his own. Now he's got his brothers that God has positioned by his side. And they have got themselves stationed in a position where now they can support Moses' arm. Hallelujah. Before nightfall, with them being all positioned, the arms are constantly raised, Joshua and his men had overwhelmed their enemies. They'd overwhelmed their enemies. So again, Moses told Joshua, hey, get the army together. You get that part of it together. I'm going up here on the hilltop, and I'm going to raise this staff, God's power, and I'm taking two supportive people with me to continue, that we can continue to stay raised position. And they were victorious. They were victorious. They overwhelmed their enemies, the Bible says. You know, and by us studying their victory, there's some things we can learn. We can learn a great deal about the power of prayer. You know, this story, it shows us how to win life's battles. So if it works in one situation, it will work in the other situations. Life's battles. So when a difficult circumstances arrive, you know, sometimes our immediate reaction might be to come up with a plan. Our immediate reaction might be to, you know, let me just tackle the problem in our own strength. Instead of first seeking the Lord, our first response is seek the Lord. Don't get so excited that you start thinking of all these things in your mind, or how you're going to fix it, what you're going to say, what's going to be done, what their reaction is going to be, how you're going to counterattack. You know, or perhaps we become discouraged by our own inadequacy. Become discouraged because we know that, oh, this is not helping. I keep trying, but it's not working. Or sometimes we judge the situation as hopeless instead of resting in God's sufficiency. It's hopeless only if it's in our hands. But when we let it rest in the sufficiencies of God, whew, there is hope. There is reason to know that you're going to be victorious. One way or the other, God will have the victory. Amen? Amen. You see, both responses, whether we're thinking that's too big for God, or we're just trying to work it out ourselves, both responses, we ignore the supernatural power that is available to us. Moses could have just stood down there on the battlefield, told Joshua, get your men, go down for the battle, create your army. I'm going to stand up here at the side and just watch. You know? But he had to do more than that. He had to believe. He had to believe in the power of God. He had to believe in the power of prayer. He had to believe that what God said was actually true. He said, I give to you my power. He had to believe that. Now he's got to use that power. In this instance, he had to, in prayer, raise his hand. Keep his eye off of the battle, although he can see the battlefield. Keep his mind on Christ. Keep his mind in prayer of the power that God is giving him. He's got to be able to receive it. And if your mind is all distorted with your battle, you cannot receive the power and the directions to get yourself out of that. You'll be find yourself 5, 10, 15 plus years still battling, fighting, crying, complaining, griping about the same thing over and over and over again. With nothing different, nothing happening, nothing different at all. We've got to be one to make that difference. You've got to do something different. And that's what we're talking about tonight. That's where we're at tonight. We're just here just to remind you some of the ways that you've got to fight your battles. We just can't keep tripling over the same thing over and over again. We've got to make a new. We've got to do something different. Amen? Anybody ready to do something different? You know, we're going to have battles. There's nothing we can do to do that. We're going to have all kind of trials and tribulations as long as we're on this side. But are you ready to deal with it a little differently? Are you ready to throw up your hands and say, I let go, God, I give it to you? Are you ready to stop saying words, start living words? Are you starting to believe words? Amen? We have a supernatural power, and it is available to you. It's available to I. If we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, it is available to you. You know, think about the struggle in your life right now. Maybe you're dealing with an overwhelming situation. And maybe at this point you really don't see no way out. It could be in the area of your finances. It could be in the area of your health. Someone may have got some devastating news. Could be in the area of your health. It definitely could be your school or your work or anything that is causing stress and confusion. That's the situation we're talking about tonight. Anything that is causing stress or confusion. You know, it could be in the area of something that only you know. Everyone around you may have no idea about this. It could be just something that you know, that you're dealing with. Whatever it is, that is blocking you, that's what I want you to think on just for a moment. Amen? Amen. You know, perhaps you're struggling with an addiction tonight. And maybe all those around you can see this addiction now. You were at one point able to hide it. And no one knew. But maybe it's grown to a deeper point now that people are even, you notice, they're noticing it now. Maybe your addiction is not outwardly seen, but that addiction is inwardly. Maybe you're dealing with an addiction that you don't feel like you're going to be able to get your way through. You haven't cried out yet, but you just, there's something about it. You just feel like this is taking me down. You know what? Maybe you're just dealing with a negative attitude. Maybe you've got a negative attitude about life, about everything. People are telling you that, and you got to the point that you just kind of like, oh, well. I want you to deal with that for a few minutes. Maybe some strong desire to be into a relationship that you know is not right. Maybe some kind of emotional bondage. You still just can't get over what happened to you. A rape or molestation or abuse of any sort. You're still lingering in that. Those emotions are still very strong. I want you to just bring that to mind right now, just for a few minutes. Let's let God deal with that. Whatever it is, there is hope. He says no way it's going to work out. Whatever it is, there is hope. If you just follow the examples of the trio that we just talked about, Moses, Aaron, Aher, follow the example. Get your mind off of the battle. Let's get your mind on the power that God has given you to overcome your situation. Let's think about that. And then you will come through victory, victorious as they did, if you begin to rely on God. It's the reliance on God is what's going to bring you through. I remind you that this is Evangelist Ron Dillon. Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Again, it is walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can leave your prayer request. I will definitely get back in touch with you. I enjoy answering your prayer requests and praying with you. Any praise reports, please leave also at the email address. You can also, in your email, if you need a Bible or you just need any kind of biblical literature to get you on your walk or to make you stronger in your daily walk, feel free to reach out for that. All right? God bless you. It's a lot of you who are needing church homes and you're looking, hey, we Google together. I have friends in different places and some international ministries that I'm involved in. So continue to do the things like that. God has someone there waiting for you to be your strength, to be there for you. You said, you know, I'm the only one in my family that is saved. I don't have an Aaron. I don't have an heir to lift me up. God has provided such ministries as this just to be there and lift you up. Amen? Let's continue, shall we? A successful strategy involves first fighting our battles in private with God. First, in private with God. That means that it's no longer necessary for us to first run out and tell all of our friends and blow up their phones and get on social media and see whatever suggestions that they think you should do. But the first thing that you should do, the first thing, if you want to be successful in your strategies involving your battles, is go into a private conversation with God. You know, when we do, he attacks the issue by first dealing with us. Because when we go out and tell everybody else, and we're really looking for their opinion, right? We want their opinion, and most of the time we're not wanting to hear about what we need to change, what we need to do different, or our environment in the problem. We're waiting for them to tell us, oh, so bad that person did you wrong. Oh, yes, I can understand what's going on and that, you know, that was wrong to be done like that. But God, he attacks the issue by first dealing with us. And in bringing our struggles to the Lord, we shouldn't storm into his throne room, you know, just demanding that he do this here. Sometimes we don't want the other person to be saved. We don't say, God, can you save these people and turn their hearts around? We're just like, God, attack them. Get them. Get them off of me. You don't care what it is. So we should never find ourselves just storming into our prayer and God, this is demanding for God to do this and do that. We should go to God in prayer, offering him these worries, offering our battles to him, and allowing him to speak into our life, saying what it is that he knows is best for us. Amen? We shouldn't be demanding that he take up our call. We must humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. Seek his perspective. You know, God's goal is to clear away everything that hinders us from hearing his voice, everything that hinders us from receiving his guidance and power. That's his goal. So when you bring your battle to him, he's going to step to see what's in there that would hinder you from hearing and receiving his guidance, to receiving his power. Amen? If you're dropping off now, I strongly urge you to go back into the archives and download the message tonight, the teaching tonight, that it may carry you through the rest of your week. Amen? Spread the word with somebody else. Let's continue, shall we? So we know that we know that we need to be successful by carrying our prayers into God's hand. We must believe that no battle is a challenge for our Almighty God. Amen? When the Lord spoke to Moses from the burning bush, it was very important because telling him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, he indicated his miraculous power would be associated with the shepherd's staff. He said, I'm not giving you directions to go out here and try to lead the Israelites, my people, out of Egypt from slavery on your own, but you're going to do it through my power. Amen? You're going to do it through my power, he offers up. God is never going to tell you to do something and not follow through. If God has chosen you and called you to do anything on your assignment, you should not be running out there on your own, making up your own mind on how to do this and what to do with it. At all times, at all times, you should be leaning and dependent on God's word. Amen? Amen. This is a good time to bring this up. We need to really think about it right now. He indicated that he would have his power with him. And from that point forward, each time Moses stretched out his staff, the Lord performed a supernatural act. You see, by lifting the staff during the battle, Moses was demonstrating his faith that God would intervene on Israel's behalf, demonstrating his faith. In a similar way, our faith today rests on God's word. Every page of the Bible affirms the truth that the Lord causes all things to work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Our faith, his word. And when we ascend the hill of prayer, we gain greater understanding of the Lord, and we gain greater understanding of our situation. When we give it to God, when we go to that hilltop in prayer, you know, because God knows the mind. He knows our hearts. He knows the mind and heart of you. But not only that, he knows the mind and hearts of everyone involved. And that's important. You see, he sees the conflict for what it really is, not what it appears to be. You may think it's one way, and you're so convinced of that. But God sees it for what it really is. And you have to allow him to speak into your life to show you what it really is. You may be surprised at what you think this whole thing's about. You may be surprised when God really revealed to you the truth of what's really going on. It may just be a minute thing that you've been looking at it through a magnifying glass, and you have it so blown up that you just don't know if you can live. Your blood pressure's all up. You're overeating. You're doing everything against what you should be doing because of this situation. God knows the minds and hearts of everyone involved. He knows what the conflict is about, not what it appears to be. And when you seek him, his word, instead of rushing ahead on your own, but seeking him and his word, he will reveal his perspective, and he will also, he will provide assurance that we're not alone. See, that lowers your blood pressure right there. That lowers your blood pressure. That gets you back in line with the word. He reveals his perspective, and he will provide assurance that you are not alone. He will help us handle whatever difficulties we face. Whatever difficulties we face. You know, we may grow weary during life's battles. Moses just couldn't hold his hands up at all times. Haven't you felt that way about prayer? After repeatedly bringing a petition to God and seeing no results, you may have wondered why you should bother anymore. You know, a long time ago, I discovered persevering prayer, I should say, can sometimes be like tunneling through a mountain. For a long time, it doesn't look as if you're making any progress. But if you just keep at it, push, pray until something happens. You just keep at it, all the while thanking God, all the while praising God, all the while trusting God to intervene in his way and his timing, not just praying and complaining and praying and complaining, but you're thanking God, you're praising God, you're believing God, you're trusting God, that you know in his timing he's going to intervene, that he's already working it out for you. Whether you can see it or not, he's already working it out for you. You see, your circumstances may be shouting defeat. You are defeated. You are a defeated foe. This is the best of you. But if you listen very closely, you'll hear the Lord say, victory is on the way. victory is on the way. Hallelujah. Prayer partners are a great asset. It's good to have a prayer partner. It's good to have somebody there to lift you up, that's going to hold you up even in when you're tired. So when Moses' strength failed, remember, Aaron and Hur, they provided support. No one can be strong at all the time. We are flesh. No one can be strong all the time. We need each other. We need each other both to give and to receive encouragement. Prayer partners, that's what they do. Prayer partners lift us up. Amen? Prayer partners lift us up. Prayer partners, they bolster our faith, supply the strength that we lack. What's more, God's power is released when two or three gather in Jesus' name to seek his will together. When two or three gather in the name of Jesus and they're seeking his will, that's God's power. It's released in your life, in your, over your situations. You know, I've personally experienced the encouragement of faithful prayer partners. In the midst of difficult and exalting situations, brothers and sisters in Christ have crawled underneath my burden, and they've helped me bear that weight. Their support increased my faith. Their support gave me more hope. Now, this is the way God wants us to fight our battles, not in isolation, but joined together in Christ as a cord of three strands that is not easily broken. Isolation, that's one strand. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. Who is God got in your life that's trying to knock on your door to your heart, that is ringing your phone off and you just refuse to answer because you say, I don't feel like talking to them right now, or I don't want them to know my situation? Could it be that that's who God has sent into your life to crawl underneath your burdens with you and help you bear that load, help you understand what's going on, help you get from under that, help you utilize the power that God has given to you to maneuver through your battles right now? Do you have this kind of relationship with a few other believers? You understand the word was with a few other believers. The only way it will develop is through mutual honesty. You've got to be vulnerable. Vulnerability, when you are amongst the believers that God has for you, that's when it starts to work. We have to take off all of our masks. We have to quit pretending and let others see us as we truly are. You said, but I don't want them to know my business. I'm a private person. I don't want anyone to know. If someone is willing to get underneath your burdens with you and help you carry that heavy load, you got to be honest. You got to remove that mask. You got to stop pretending. You got to show your true face, your true pain, your true hurt. And when we become committed, faithful intercessors for each other, that's when we'll grow stronger in battle. That's when we'll be deeper in faith and more Christ-like in character. You know, our dependency upon God teaches others to trust him also. It teaches others to trust him also. The Lord told Moses to record this event in a book and recite it to Joshua. Now, as the military commander who was one day conquered the promised land, Joshua needed to know that battles are won not by mighty armies, but by divine power. You see the message that God has Moses given to the commander? That your armies is one thing, but the battles cannot be won by armies alone. No one would ever lose a battle, right? But they're won by divine power, which God chooses to release. When his children are prayerful, that God chooses to release. When his children are obedient. So in the same way, then the next generation can learn from our example. The way you're handling something today, the next generation is looking at your way. They need to learn that it's not by crying, it's not by cursing somebody out, it's not about fighting, it's not about running into court. It's not about holding and harboring this hardness in your heart. But it's about forgiveness. It's about giving it over to the Lord, taking it in private with the Lord. It's about allowing God to bring someone into your situation of believers that's going to help you get underneath that situation and give it to God. It's about being patient. It's about following the word of God. That's how the next generations can learn from you. Because they're learning something from you, yay or nay, they're learning something from you. You know, sometimes in the heat of life's battles, we become so desperate for resolution that sitting along with God on the hill of prayer, it seems unproductive. We wonder how the situation will ever change if we don't act immediately. And such times that here, we hear, act now. But at such times, you remember the battle that Moses went through, the Israelites went through. Go ahead and ascend to that prayer hill. Go ahead and take a couple of faithful friends with you. And then with faith in God's word, persist in prayer and watch him work wonders. Do you know God? If you're feeling defeated by life battles, it could be that you haven't yet met the Savior. Jesus not only won the victory over sin and death, but he also wanted to live within you through his spirit. He wants to transform your life. Will you receive him today as your personal Savior? Just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're truly God's Son, who died on the cross to atone for my sins. I receive you as my personal Savior and confess that I have sinned against you in thoughts, in words, and in deeds. Please forgive all my wrongdoing and let me live in relationship with you from now on. Thank you for saving me. Help me live a life that is pleasing to you. Amen. I'll be more than glad to send out any kind of biblical literature that will help you on your way, anything that will help you expand your relationship with the Holy God, our Holy Almighty God. In fighting your battles, remember, you have a sister in Christ in me. I am Minister Von Dillon. I love you, but God loves you more. You can reach me again at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I also look forward to hearing your emails and whatever you have or need, present it to the Lord. He will not fail you. He's waiting patiently in line just for you. All right, until the next broadcast, God bless you. Take the word with you. Use it as your sword. Don't get all hot-headed. Don't get all agitated. Just go into private prayer. Ask God for your believers that he has sent to be with you, and let his power take you to the next course of your life. Amen. We love you. God loves you more. Bye-bye.